When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Hiya, it is another edition of the Red Men Bite Size. It is Friday, the 3rd of February, 2023. I am Chloe Bloxham, and I'm here to round up today's Liverpool news. And to kick us off, I've got some fairly decent positive news, actually, which is something that we're not quite used to at the moment at Liverpool. But yes, an injury update from Jurgen Klopp himself. He did just do his press conference today ahead of the Wolves game. And we got some good positive news on the injury front. And the biggest point to start is Jota has had a full session in training this week, and Jurgen Klopp expects him to be back in normal training next week. Now, obviously, I have to go back to Luis Diaz in the mid-season thing when we had a World Cup. It seemed like we might have brought him back a little bit too soon. And he obviously got another injury to his knee and had to get surgery. Hopefully, we'll take it a little bit more precautious with Jota, because we really, really need him, especially for that game at the Bernabeu. In fact, we're at home first, at Anfield against Real Madrid, obviously in the Champions League. So, yeah, Jota back in full training, or is expected to be back. Who knows what happens in a week when we get injuries left, right and centre. But yeah, he's supposed to be back in normal training from next week, which is brilliant news for the Reds. He probably will need a couple more weeks in terms of being able to be available for Liverpool. You might see a handful of minutes here and there off the bench, but we really shouldn't push Jota too far too quickly, because we obviously know he's had problems with reoccurring injuries as well, and we really don't want to set off any more issues with Jota. But brilliant news for the Reds. Another forward that is coming back. We've obviously signed Gakpo due to Jota and also Luis Diaz having, well, which were long-term injuries. And to add him in the mix of Gakpo, Nunes and Salah, it's just another body for us there, and a much needed body as well. Cannot wait to see him back playing for Liverpool, and hopefully we will see that in the upcoming weeks. Moving on, more positive news is Roberto Firmino is closer. I don't think he's actually in full team training yet, but expect in the next couple of weeks for him to return to full team training and also hopefully be available. Obviously, alongside him is Virgil van Dijk, who is also getting closer. He's obviously not ready to be available for the team, but Jurgen Klopp said he is already in parts. Well, he will already be in part of training come next week. So yeah, hopefully a couple more weeks for just both of those players. They've obviously, Bobby had an injury that was supposed to keep him out for 10 days, and then he was out for nearly, you know, 2 months here. So we can't rush these injuries back either. Virgil is positive news because obviously Ibu Konate got injured against Brighton last weekend. And we've had more info on that injury. Ibu is out with a muscle injury. It happened in the game against Brighton. Jurgen actually asked him if he was all right, if he felt like he could continue. And in the moment, he said he didn't think much of it. He didn't really feel healer. He carried on playing, and then obviously in the aftermath of it, in rehab, in the scans, they've realised that it is a muscle injury that will keep him out for several weeks. So yeah, that downside is obviously there, but hopefully Virgil will be back soon in the next couple of weeks to replace that injured Ibu Kanate. Moving on, Luis Diaz is the last player on the injury front, and he is outside running, which is good news. You know, I feel like we might be a little way away still from Luis Diaz returning and being available for Liverpool, but it's good that he's outside. I've been seeing him put photos of him, obviously, at the AXA training centre, and, you know, hopefully that is an injury that he can fully recover from and he doesn't take a long time to get back into form. But yeah, a positive front on the injuries, aside from obviously Ibu Kanate.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Moving on then to the next news story that dropped today is that Rachel Furness, which obviously who plays for the LFC women, has left Liverpool by mutual consent. The 34-year-old enjoyed three seasons with the Reds after arriving from Reading in December 2019. And now she's obviously leaving to pursue opportunities elsewhere. In total, she made 64 appearances, scoring 19 goals, taking her to third on the club's goal-scoring list in the Barclays Women's Super League. And obviously, she's been a great servant for Liverpool. She's got banners at the ground as well when they play, so it'll be a massive miss for the women's side. She's a loved character, is Rachel, and obviously she's 34. She's got a lot of senior head on her shoulders, so let's hope that the women don't miss that, but also let's wish all the best for obviously Rachel Furness, because yeah, once again, she's been brilliant for Liverpool women. She was obviously a part of that FA Women's Championship winning team in 2021-2022, which got them back into the Barclays Women's Super League, which they are in now, and hopefully they will be able to fight off relegation. But yeah, a big miss for the women's side. Glad that it's mutual consent and that she, you know, she can go and get opportunities elsewhere. There was the idea that she had a role. It obviously wasn't a big enough role for her this season, and therefore she's decided to leave, as well as Liverpool saying, yeah, thanks for you staying, we can totally understand, and giving her the opportunity to go elsewhere. So yeah, once again, a massive thanks to Rachel Furness, who obviously won that championship to give Liverpool the chance to be back in the Barclays Women's Super League where they deserve and where they belong. So yeah, all the best to her, whatever she does next and whoever she goes to, obviously. Moving on then, Jay Spearin has returned to his player coach role at LFC after a health scare with Addison's disease, which put him in hospital on Christmas Eve. This week, he did resume his role. He took charge of the Reds game against Hertha Berlin earlier this week. I think they lost 3-2, but on reflection, you know, Jay Spearin was asked basically about the support he's received and how he feels to be back. And he said it was, you know, relief to be back. He was happy to be back. It's obviously going to be a distraction from him, for him as well, you know. Taking ill out of the blue and being told he's got Addison's disease, it can't be easy, especially over the Christmas period. But now he's got, you know, some sort of routine he can get back into, hopefully focus on it. And yeah, it's good that he's now back in his player coach role. I'm not too sure how much of a player he will be. I'm not too sure what Addison's disease can do in terms of how much effort he has to put in as a footballer on the pitch. But yeah, great to see that he's back in his role. And who knows, maybe further down the line, if he does pursue that role and do very good in it, he could become part of the first team backroom staff. But let's see how he does. It's great though that he's returned to health. And obviously, even though he has to deal with Addison's disease, you know, he's back in charge of the Young Reds, which is boss for him as well. Moving on to more big news, and that is obviously the Champions League squad update. Yes, Liverpool yesterday had to update their squad for the Champions League as we face Real Madrid in the round of 16. And unsurprisingly to a lot of people, Artur Melo has missed out on a Champions League spot. I'm pretty sure everyone expected that. The lad hasn't been available pretty much since he came in. I think he played 6 minutes against Napoli or something and then got injured, unfortunately. But he has been taken out of the squad. Keita and Ox have been thrown in, as well as Cody Gakpo. And a player who I'm quite surprised who has been taken out is Calvin Ramsey. I can understand why, because technically we do have cover for right back. If you put Joe Gomez there, if Trent's injured, or you can put Milner there. I think Fabinho even had his time at Monaco, and maybe a couple of times. Even Henderson has played at right back for Liverpool. Obviously, they're the worst case scenarios. We don't want them there. But, you know, I can understand why Ramsey is being taken out, but I was a little bit shocked to see that. But that are all the changes. We obviously still have Luis Diaz and Jota in that Champions League squad because they were already in it to begin with. It was just that they got injured, sadly. But yeah, Ramsey and Artur Melo miss out on a Champions League spot as Gakpo, Ox and Naby Keita all make it in. I was actually looking at the squad the other day and I didn't really know what Jurgen Klopp was going to do because I didn't have a single clue who to take out. I was thinking potentially Adrian could have missed out, but obviously Liverpool like to take three goalkeepers because you never know when one gets injured, then you don't have anyone on the bench that if they got injured in game, got a red card, whatever, that you'd basically be having an outfield player in goal. So yeah, Adrian is still in the Champions League squad. Well, let's look at things to look out for then. Liverpool's under-18s tonight actually face Ipswich Town in the fifth round of the FA Youth Cup. The tie is to be played at Portman Road and will be shown live on LFC TV at 7 p.m. kickoff. The winner of that game tonight will host Stoke City or West Ham in the quarterfinals. So a big game there for the under-18s. Hopefully they can obviously come out on top in that one. I'll be giving it a little watch, I will, on LFC TV because it's good to see what they're doing and how they're getting on. And obviously there's a big game as well coming tomorrow, Wolves v Liverpool at Molineux, 3 p.m. kickoff. Let's hope the Reds pick up the wins in both of those games, the under-18s tonight and obviously the senior team tomorrow. But yeah, that is pretty much all the news that has came out today. Not loads, but actually some positive news here and there. and obviously saying goodbye to a Liverpool women's legend in Rachel Furniss. So, yeah, brilliant, I guess, in terms of I'm just so happy that Virgil's, you know, nearly back. And Jota, I think Jota's the massive one for me. I'm so excited to see him. And the fact that he's in normal training next week is getting me really excited. But hopefully, when that does happen, Liverpool will have three more points on the board. Because my word, I think we've only won one of seven in 2023. So yeah, not being a great start to 2023. Hopefully it starts picking up now. But yeah, that has been all for this Bite Size. Have a boss weekend. Up the Reds.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.